Hi, this is Ernie Fazio, and the show is Earnestly Speaking. We interview people of all kinds on this show. We take musicians, politicians, and today we have a newspaper editor for the Long Island News, Long Island Business Newspaper, Joe Dowd. Joe, you're kind of new at the position, right?
I am, Ernie. And it's great to be on here.
Okay, listen. What did you expect? Did the job turn out to be the job you expected?
No, quite the contrary. I was expecting a rather dull, kind of boring business staid existence, and it has been nothing of the kind. What I have found has been that it's fascinating, this job. I have a great staff that's able to find stories that just nobody else is writing about.
Well, you know, I've noticed a change in the paper since that you've been the editor. You cover a broader spectrum of stories. Is that because stories that we don't expect to have a business reason do have a business reason and you see it?
Well, you've summed it up perfectly. I mean, there are business angles in almost every story. And some of our attempt at a broader reach is to reach out to a broader audience. As you know, small business comprises a tremendous amount of the economic activity on Long Island. And to simply write for the narrow audience that would ordinarily pick up a publication such as the Wall Street Journal or or Forbes or Crain's, we think we should be more to that, more than
that.
Well,
you know, the other thing, Joe, is that the people who run these companies are individuals who have special likes and dislikes and opinions on a lot of different things. And I think you try to address that bread. In other words, what I do here on the radio show is I take all segments of the interests of the people out there, whether it be politics or music or education. And I think to some degree you do the same thing.
Yes, I think that's one way that we try to reach out to a broader audience, and that is by exploring topics that perhaps will surprise the reader or enlighten them about something that maybe they're not fully aware of. We don't want to be boring. We don't want to be predictable.
No, I met at a speaker's conference in Arizona. I walked into a room, and there was a big sign in front of the room. It was called NBB. Well, that was the thing. And there was a woman giving the seminar. She was about 5 foot tall and superannuated. She must have been 80. And when she spoke, she said, "Never be boring." And I said, "Wow." And that's what the NBB was.
I think that's what we're trying to be at LIBN, never be boring. And you don't want newspapers and online news publications in this day and age with instant communications and real-time information flying around at the speed of light, literally. You don't want to be boring. You want to be up to date. And I think...
But it's a double-edged sword. Let me say this. You can capture information more quickly today than ever, and if you do, you could be wrong.
Yes, absolutely. China and the meltdown in the Chinese Sensex overnight, Sunday into Monday, is a perfect example of an awful lot of people jumping on a lot of information and overreacting. There was a big panic Monday morning, and as now it shakes out, if you notice, the U.S. markets are starting, particularly the Dow, has started to stabilize just this afternoon and this morning. It's an example of overreaction because of that instant communications. Nobody would have known about, except a handful of financial people, that the Chinese markets had the major composite index, the Shanghai, would have crashed the way it did without Twitter. It would have been a handful of people. Now it's the world, and we wake up to a different world every day. So,
are we going to sophisticate ourselves eventually to say, "Hey, I'll wait till tomorrow to make this decision"?
I believe that we'll somewhat, and I also think that somehow the world has changed forever.
Permanently.
Yes. I think it's a little of both. What will happen is that news organizations such as my own and others like us will always be needed to evaluate and to be part of a bigger understanding of stories.
I don't know if you read this story, Joe, but must have been about a year ago, there was a guy out in the Midwest buying small newspapers. And they said, why are you buying small newspapers? Newspapers are passe. And he said, so is radio. Remember? You know, radio had its heyday, and then the television came, and then radio was never going to be again. Well, radio is bigger than it's ever been.
That's right.
And do you have that sense that the newspapers will have that kind of renaissance?
I am absolutely convinced that newspapers are not only not dead, but will be the trusted source of information in communities for many decades to come. And when we no longer print, when our world is so much in our tablets that we hold, in our iPhones, or whatever the next generation of electronics is, I believe that news organizations will be more valuable than ever, because they will, in fact, digest the news, make sense of it, and they're credible. We do this stuff for a living, okay? We analyze the news. We say what's important from what's not. And you may have a lot more people disseminating information now.
Yeah,
but you only have the same group, largely, of news organizations producing news that is trustworthy, that people could believe in, and it's a source that people are going to go to in times of need.
Now, let's take organizations like the New York Times and the Washington Post, very respected newspapers in their own right, even the Wall Street Journal. They still have to wait for a press to pull out put what they say in print, when everybody else can electronically get in your ear. I don't know. Does that diminish their value at all?
I think it depends on how you look at it, because it's a very complicated issue when you say the newspaper is the same or in total competition with that product which is online. What if we thought of them as two different branches of the same organization, the same information stream? In other words, if you want to know what's going on with the explosion down the street, you could call up your local news organization, your radio station, the website, and find out pretty quickly, and get a good idea of what is breaking. But if you want depth, and you want sophisticated coverage, and you want to have an understanding beyond a 10-second news bite, okay, sound bite, you need a newspaper. You need something that goes into that kind of depth. The New York Times may be at a disadvantage in some ways. They have an online product too. But they were always disadvantaged in breaking news. They're not as good as the Daily News or even the New York Post or a lot of other news organizations and TV at getting news first. What the Times is great at is a worldwide picture for us, for their niche audience, whatever that is, bringing enlightenment from different segments of the world. They write stories that no one else writes.
I alluded to this before, but I want to say it again. Are we going to get to the point where we kind of dismiss that which we can get instantaneously until it can be incubated and developed?
It's very hard for me to say. With two youngsters who routinely, when I say youngsters, they're 19 and 22 year old girls in college. Both of them often call me with instantaneous reports from their young people websites about things that are happening, just to try to scoop their dad.
Yeah. Well, you mean to maybe get you to promote that information?
No, it's more to scoop the dad. It's more of a fun and games thing with
okay.
The journalist dad. But
showed that old guy.
That's right. I got it before he did. Well, So what I'm saying is, to answer your question, I'm not sure. I think that some of us will get more sophisticated, just like we have in the past, and sometimes people will just fall for what is quick and easy. I think the movers and shakers know better. I think they have to know that the important journalism being done is the kind of journalism that makes a difference to people, explores different boundaries, is interesting, and is never boring.
Well, I want to tell you something. It's not just to pay you a nice compliment. I think the paper has improved. And
thank you.
You know, it's. I'll tell you a little story about Paul Townsend when we come back, but we're going to take a break here. This is Ernie Fazio. The show is Earnestly Speaking. I have Joe Dowd. He's the editor of the Long Island Business News. And we were talking about the state of the art of news. Thanks for listening.